Dit is de CEO-kast in samenwerking met de CEO-brein community. Ik ben Martijn Hoving.
Ik ben Dennis Akkerman.
En ik ben Jeroen Stikkeloren. En tijdens Brighton SEO gaan wij erachter komen, op basis van interviews met internationale en nationale sprekers, waar de CEO-industrie naartoe beweegt. Leuk dat je luistert.
Veel plezier. Hi, I'm Brighton SEO, talking to Alex Hoffman.
Hello. Welcome, Alex. Of course, we know each other, but can you maybe tell a bit more about how did you end up in the world of SEO?
I ended up in the world of SEO randomly, actually. I was working in France looking for an internship, and somebody in London called me and said, would you like to do some SEO? I said, I don't know anything about SEO. He said, yeah, but you know French, right? I said, well, yeah, I'm French. He said, that's fine. That's the hardest part. SEO is easy. Do you want to come to London? And I said, yeah, why not? And that's how I got my first job in SEO.
Great story. What did you need to do there?
I was managing two accounts, Monster Jobs for the French market.
Oh, cool.
And Cunard, the cruise company. But yeah, it was very French heavy in a big network called 360i. And it was very interesting. Yeah. I really liked it.
Monster Jobs is a large job platform then?
Yes, Monster was the big platform. So as you can imagine, back in the day, SEO was quite easy. All we had to do is like titles, keywords, translation, and just like stuff the listings.
Yeah.
It was good. It was funny. And link building. I did my biggest backlink audit, talking about links, for Monster Jobs France, which was 1.2 million backlinks one by one.
Okay.
Manually. Back in the day.
How much time did that take?
To 3.5 months.
Happy
you. A porn.
Yeah.
Nice. So, and after that?
After that, I joined Roast, a small, a brand new agency, basically, that just started as their first employee. There were six of us, one client, and I started as SEO exec, working on a Zimmerframe company. That's all Zimmerframe's e-commerce. And spent 4.5 years there. Cool. So I started SEO exec, moved to manager, then became director tech, ended up as head of analytics. I was a bit bored of SEO, so for 2 years I launched an analytics and CRO department.
Wow, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which was very interesting.
Yeah.
And now or?
And now, so after that, I moved to Passion Digital as head of SEO. I've been at Passion for 5 years now, and today I'm growth director now here at Passion, and I oversee anything growth in terms of new business, growth in terms of AI, growth in terms of team growth, and lots of conferences like today where I'm speaking tomorrow, and trying to grow our network, grow our following, and put Passion on the map.
And then the title of your talk tomorrow is should we get rid of the E in
exactly search engine optimization, should we drop the E? Basically, because since starting SEO, it was all about the top 10 listings, number one, number two, number three. And I've been now in search for almost 14 years, God. And the listings have changed massively. And people don't think, oh, I'm going to go to Google because I'm researching. I'm going to go to this because I'm ready to buy. No, search is just a constant world where you're constantly searching all the time.
On all kind of platforms.
Exactly. So the truth is I don't like social media. I used to hate it. Like, I don't understand it. I think it's bad for the world, but it's great as well. It's amazing because TikTok, for example, I do everything on TikTok. I learn so much. I'm coding AI apps thanks to TikTok, which I can't do with information on Google. So it's about, the talk is about this, about how businesses should take into account social media into the strategy, and SEO as a job, specialist, basically it should be just search specialist, because search is not just engine. It's of course search engines, but it's LLM engines, it's social media algorithm, etc. So I think our job will completely change in the next 5 years because ranking position one is not enough anymore.
No. It should be about revenue for the client then, right?
Exactly. So let's say you want to generate revenue. Sometimes you have, I'll give a bit of an insight on my talk, but we have a client to do kitchen, they sell kitchens, and kitchen design ideas is a great keyword where you want to have an article, that's what you used to do.
Yeah.
And I want my articles to be position one because it got 6,000 searches a month. But actually, the hashtag kitchen design ideas in 30 days has 3.2 million people of reach.
Yeah.
6,000, 3.2 million. Are you going to spend 20 grand a month in SEO to rank position one for that keyword? Hell no.
No.
The value is not there. It's how to find the right platform for what you're trying to do. And it's all about the revenue. And I think this is what makes SEOs better, is to understand when to throw the towel. That's it. I don't want to be position one. Tell your clients, don't do that and do this instead.
So we should get out of our silos.
Exactly. SEO is great in many ways for Google. It's not going to go anywhere because it's 90% of the market. But some keywords and the reach to launch new brands sometimes a lot better in social, for example, or LLMs for that matters. I'm going to talk about LLMs in my talk. It's all about social, but my follow-up talk will be about LLMs because this is the next iteration.
That's the next thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you have some examples where in the end social channels like TikTok were able to generate much better revenue or traffic than Google?
So I don't have example per se just right now, but in terms of revenue, I can't really share.
Yeah.
But in terms of traffic, yes. I mean, it depends on the sector again. So we for our passion, we try to focus a lot more on B2B professional services, which some people might say is a bit less prone to TikTok. I agree. But this morning on the train, I was on TikTok. I was scrolling my videos about how to code a codeless app on AI. And I got this company, this law firm, talking about medical negligence in a podcast, just like this, filmed. And I said, this is our competitor. Yeah. That's great. The content is great. And I didn't ask for it. I didn't search for it. I didn't ask for it. But because of the algorithm and what I've searched before,
some kind of dark social.
Sometimes I get scared how good the algorithm of TikTok is because it exactly knows
He knows you. He knows you more than you know yourself. Yeah. And he knows you at any time of day because he will send me videos in the morning that are different than in the evening. Yeah. Because it knows. It's one search can generate so much more. And that's what I talk about in my talk is we traditionally call push and pull marketing, which is a very known word with brands pushing and pulling. But I see it in a different way. It's push and pull in social is you do one search, which is your pull.
Yeah.
And then you have infinite push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with one search, so search volume 100, you do it once, and then you get all the other brands that are pushing content to you. So it's about discoverability.
It's the algorithm.
It's the algorithm.
I think 8 years ago, it was only retargeting because of...
Yeah. Exactly. And the problem is, it's hard with clients to get them into it because like everything, it's UGC.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's UGC. And getting people in front of videos, like here... Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder because not everyone wants to be filmed. Not everyone wants to be on TikTok. But this is where the world is going. And 20-second, 30-second short video snippets is where it's going because the attention span is reducing and we receive too much information.
I think this is a good premise, but how do you change your agency towards this thing and the
client
also and the client but also the people that are working in the agency?
I think like anything new to get anybody on board, people need to it's the two things. One, they need to find it interesting and be happy with it. Two, it needs to make their life better. So it's how do you sell this into the team, say for example, well, if you do that with your client and you get a good result, you'll get a promotion, for example. Or you're having difficult conversation with your clients. Oh, we're position three. We move to position two. Traffic is not coming in. Because being in position two or one doesn't mean you're going to get all the traffic anymore. There was a research from SparkToro that says 60% of the searches in the search volume end up in a zero-click search. So... by doing this, by making them understand that this is where the world is going and by expanding their knowledge, and when they understand it, then they're going to be better at selling it to clients because unfortunately, clients will only buy into someone they trust.
Yeah.
So you build a relationship through SEO, obviously. But after a while, what you need to do is to test things.
Yeah.
Test little bits.
It's actually experiment-driven.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So we write content. We've been writing content. I mean, CIPLS as well. Everybody, all the SEO agencies have been writing content forever. But blogs are great, but blogs got you doing like this. There's so many blogs already in the world. So help your clients take a blog post, take the person that is the most photogenic in the team, or like I said, there's always someone. There's always someone. And say, look, we're gonna do an experiment with you. Even free of charge for your client, because it's good for you and it's good for them. Yeah. We always say it's a win-win. And you get it, do a video, do it together, optimize it. If it works, great. The client says, oh, actually, I like this idea. Yeah. Maybe we'll do another one and another one, and you slowly build it. But it's about understanding their problems and the blockers on their side. Yeah. And usually is getting people on board on their side in front of a camera.
Yeah. But clients also, this is the people that work within your company, but you have to...
Even on the client side.
Yeah.
Even on the client.
But at the end, if a lot of execution is not clear, then it's not easy to...
It's not easy, but again, data since year four,
yeah.
I moved away from being head of SEO to another role, which required me less to use GA at the time GA4 came out, so I didn't have to learn about it.
Good for you.
That's great. No, but I mean is, it's getting harder to get data. It's getting harder to do attribution. Unless you have a lot of money and MMMs and people to do that for you, most business don't have it.
Oh.
And ultimately, you need to carry on doing things. You can't just stop doing work because you can't attribute it. What you need is to have a good conversation, a good relationship with your clients, or if you're a client side with your team and you stay cold and say, look, we're going to do a test and we're going to measure not just that one KPI, but the overarching growth.
Yeah.
And especially with social media, it's not necessarily direct response or direct sales. You build a brand and this takes time.
Yeah.
And for big companies, again, what I was saying is, they say you're a big, for sake of argument, cosmetic, you know, a big cosmetic brand. It's a lot harder for them to move because it's so big and they have rules, regulations, et cetera. Whereas small disruptor brands, they come in and that's all they do.
Yeah,
and they're fast. And you can build a very good brand for less money if you know how to leverage social media.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're going to spend $1 million a month just with PPC.
It's easier to build a brand.
You can build a community and an identity and do the storytelling. Yeah. Storytelling in Google is a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
With paid is almost impossible.
Yeah.
Programmatic even less because it's so like too weird. So the only way for you to really show your brand is doing this.
Yeah, nice angle. Nice angle.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do. Yeah. I always say the best results will be with the relationship with your clients.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Is understand your clients, understand what keeps them up at night at any level. For the account manager is different than the CEO. Understand them, embed yourself in your clients, and try to help them. And don't do the thing that you get paid for just that. If you say, I want to see you good, but look around. Because sometimes there's nothing wrong telling your client, actually, mate, SEO doesn't work for you.
No, that's
the truth.
This strategy doesn't work. Yeah.
And let's do something else.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's a good one.
And they'll be a lot more receptive to that than you after 6 months of decline say, I want to be position one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
No, you have to change the strategy, right?
Often it doesn't work. I mean, when you see the CTRs in position one today, people say average CTR position one, 32%. My ass, 32%. It's not anymore because there's so many things on a land on a SERP.
It's 6%.
It's closer to 6 or 5%.
Yeah.
So can you imagine on a 1% conversion rate, the amount of sales if your average order value is not big, the amount of volume, and that volume unfortunately doesn't exist because it's not being generated because people are going on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the trend I'm seeing.
If we look to channels, LLMs, you already mentioned them a bit. I see there's a big gold rush going on to explore. Okay, how can we influence these LLMs? Do you have any experience with that already?
So we're trying. Yeah. We've been trying on some clients. We're launching a product as well on generative AI optimization. So the thing with this is, again, there is no rule book. Nobody really knows. There's not really a guideline to say this is what you do. We all in this business trying to understand. And this has been the same with SEO 10 years ago. Google doesn't tell you how to rank position one. So I think it's the start of it. And every agency at the moment.
Large experiment.
It's experiment. Exactly. It's trial and error.
Yeah.
And we do that for our own website.
Yeah.
especially for AI overviews, more than LLMs. But it's interesting because what we notice is what gets you into an LLM from the research we've been doing are a bit the same as it used to be for Google. Because at the end of the day, the trust, why are you? Well, citations.
Yeah.
Citation are what?
Yeah.
Oh, good old school backlegs.
Just,
no, it's the same thing. Yeah. The same thing. So I don't think we're reinventing completely the wheel.
No.
It's just slightly tweaking. The only thing I've noticed is we need to be a bit careful when trying to optimize completely for LLMs, because LLMs likes pages that have mixed intent.
Yeah.
Whereas for Google, it's not great yet to have mixed intent on it. So I'd be quite careful about doing all your big pages for this. I would test some smaller sections.
I sometimes have the feeling right now that people tend not to talk about GEO or how to do it and come up with cases, because the SEOs are always open about everything, right?
Yeah.
But people are holding their cards. That's my feeling right now. Yeah.
Well, people are holding their cards because...
because they don't know.
They don't know.
No.
Because I don't know, I've talked to so many AI companies, even people here included, you know, and the question say, how do you do it? It's our secret sauce.
Yeah.
We all have a secret sauce, but the thing, SEO is the same.
Yeah.
The thing is that people ask us, we put case study lab on our website. The people say, oh no, don't put a case study, they're going to know what we've done. Say, no, they can't, because yes, they might know the strategy, but in SEO, the strategy is rarely different from one client to another.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
What's just a lot of hard work and a big investment.
It's hard work, investment, and a lot of time spent understanding the business, understanding the triggers, understanding everything around the business.
It's always custom, right? So it's not standardized.
Exactly. Ideally, yes, you're going to start, you're going to do on-site, you've got to build some tech, you've got to do some backlinks. This doesn't change. Yeah. And for Geo, will be the same.
Yeah. I think the same, yeah. All right.
Alex, really interesting chat for our guests. We always have one big last question.
Yeah, Ali.
What has been your biggest SEO fuck-up in all those years?
I mean, there's been a few. you don't get to do the 14 years of SEO without having a few. But one that I always remember, I was a manager, I think, at the time. And I'm really not a patient person. And we had a crawlers, so to crawl our website, and I really needed some data, and it was an e-com website. I decided to crawl it at 10 or 12 URL per second instead of the 5 that was recommended, and took the website down for an hour and a half in peak sale season. So yeah, that wasn't fun. They never found out it was
legendary. you became a legend with that client, right? He's the guy that's the website.
Them say, by the way, do you notice the website is that? Oh no, but thank you for saying. Cheers. the winner.
Oh, great. Nice. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Alex. And good luck with your talk tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Yeah.